Hit that gavel.
All right, ready? Here we go. I'd like to call this evening's meeting to order, please. I'm John Netto. I'm the vice chair, but I'm presiding this evening because our chair, who was John McCain's, resigned. So as part of our agenda this evening, we will have to elect a new chair and vice chair. So we'll get to that in a moment. First, I'd ask, is there a motion to, hopefully you've all had a chance to see the agenda, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we have adopted our agenda for this evening, and we note that Randy McNeil is not here tonight, so I would ask, is there a motion to excuse him from this evening's meeting?
Motion to excuse.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, so we have a we have excused Randy McNeely from this evening's.
Mr. Chair, he didn't vote. I'm not sure if he voted.
Oh, I'm
on the
sorry.
Last motion either.
We did not.
Can we go back to the first motion and vote?
Certainly can. So, with respect to adopting the agenda, we had a motion to adopt it. It was seconded. Can we take a vote? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any dissenting votes? None heard. We've adopted the agenda. Going back now to Randy McNeely, we had a motion to excuse him. That was seconded. So I'd like to take a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any dissenting votes? None heard. So we have excused Randy from this evening's meeting. You should have a copy of the copy of the minutes from the last meeting, which was Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Have you had a chance to see those?
Yes.
Yeah, I did see them, Scott.
Still flipping through, you good?
No, I did see them earlier today. It's the Lord.
It's on.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt the meeting minutes?
Motion to adopt.
Thank you, Ed. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. And have a vote to adopt the meeting minutes. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any dissenting votes? None heard. We adopted the meeting minutes from January 28th, 2025. I guess I'd ask if there are anyone here from the public to make any comments. It doesn't look like we've received any. I think we have one person attending, but I think we'll get to Tim. So no one here from the public, so I guess no need there to hear any comments. Maybe next time we'll have a bunch of folks. All right, now to the big business of the evening. As I said, we have to elect a chair and vice chair. I think we'll start with the chairperson. Is there a nomination or a motion to nominate someone to be chair of the board?
I'll nominate Scott Salig.
No, I was going to nominate you.
Okay. So Scott and I have both been nominated.
Is there any volunteers?
I'm happy to fill the role as chair,
okay.
And I know that, Scott, I think you'd be willing to fill a role as vice chair. Is that my understanding?
I would be willing to do the vice chair, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So then I nominate Randy to be chair?
No, Randy's not here.
I'm sorry.
John? You got it. Okay.
Cold medication.
So I've heard, thank you, I'm flattered. I have a nomination. I've heard a nomination that I be chair. Is that
accept.
Anyone to second that?
Exactly.
I second it.
You second that. Okay. Can we have a vote then that I serve as chair on the board? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone dissenting? None heard. Thank you very much. I appreciate your confidence in my ability to serve as your chair. I will now, let's talk about the vice chair. Is there a someone in mind for vice chair? Is there a motion to formally nominate Scott for vice chair?
To nominate Scott Seelig for vice chair.
Thank you, Donna.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ed. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'll do the best I can.
All right. Well, that's behind us now, the big order of business. Did we get that right?
You did.
All right. Thank you. Okay. No old business to discuss this evening, so moving right into new business. You should have had the before you the 2025 annual Board of Adjustment report. Did you all get a copy of that in your package? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything here that we want to discuss? Anybody have something they'd like to discuss in this report? Not hearing anything. We had no case. No cases were held. No training was held, and then we had the list there. Their selection of John McCain's and I as the chair and vice chair. Okay, is there a motion to accept the annual report as drafted?
Motion to accept.
Thank you, Ed. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone dissenting? None heard. So we will accept the report as submitted, and I can sign that, all right, Beth?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, moving now to fill one of our vacancies. We have a vacancy right now, which is the alternate member position. And we have one applicant, Mr. Tim Owens, who's with us tonight. Thank you very much, Tim. I believe we were given his application. Yeah, you should have the copy of his committee application.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder to the whole board, the alternate, when a member is vacant, such as Randy tonight, that alternate does step into the position as a full member. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you. And Tim, odds are when we meet, there's usually at least one person absent, it seems. So stand by. Okay, Tim, is there anything you want to say to us?
Not particularly. I think you have my resume, too. So, I mean, I've been through indigenous hearings, quasi-judicial hearings. I mean, I've been through all these processes. I think, a good fit. I mean, I live in the community. Obviously, been here for probably 18 years. And I think I could fill in not as the chairman or vice chairman, but I'm excited about, you know, giving back to the community. So that's it. I mean, that's, you know, I've got a plain background, ASCP planner, city manager for 30 years, planner, etc. So I think I would help you guys. I would rely on your town attorney because he needs to, you know, keep the ball in the air and make sure it's going the right direction, and Beth does a great job. So I'm just looking forward to helping you guys. So that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you have questions, I live right down the street. I ride my bike. So, okay.
Any of the board members have questions?
You know what we do, right? I mean, you said you were a part of a city planning, so you know what a board of adjustment
is. Quasi-judicial. Basically, again, I would expect about the chairman.
Yeah.
The attorney would sort of kind of lay the groundwork for people to understand it. And generally, the whoever the applicant is would have an attorney representing to, just like the court. And then, you know, the staff would present. There'd be not rebuttal, but whatever it's called, what the name is. But anyway, there would be some, you know, cross discussion. And then the applicant would do the same thing. And then there would be, like, there's five or six findings of fact. And basically, at the end of the day, generally, the variances are harder to come by, unless there are some really weird circumstances or cool circumstances or whatever. So generally, it's, you know, you can't do a variance for use. I mean, people, you know, use variances and stuff like that. You can't do that. You got a chance to go. Unless I'm wrong.
Do you also handle administrative appeals?
What's that? Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So yeah, the appeals. Generally, you would have an attorney that would represent this board and one that would represent the town board. So you generally would have, you know, two different board members, or I'm sorry, attorneys. I'm not sure if that's the case here, but I've learned that in my
unless I advocate for a department in the town, I appear in an advisory
capacity. Yes. Again, I was stuck in a hotel last time. But yeah, I mean, generally, like I said, it would be, you know, you would sort of not cross-pollinate. So, anyway, looking forward to it.
So, my only question, where was all your experience? Was it here in this town? Was it in Curry Beach?
I was 6.5 years in Carolina Beach. I was 11 plus years in Riceville Beach. I was in Shiloh for 4.5 years. I was in Kitty Hawk for 4.5 years. I was in Hamilton County 2 years as manager. So, I mean, most of it's been a manager. So again, it's most of it's been. Again, you don't really have a whole lot of board adjustments hearings, but you do have like the CEP hearings, and they're very similar. Again, I've done it for 30 years. I retired in 2024, went back to work as a planning director for a year, and then as a public works director for 6 months, and they're all kind of overlapping and definitely. And I should have brought it. I usually bring a resume. I bring that all, you know, nowadays, but anyway, that's enough about me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you were working for some of the smaller towns like Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach, because the way I think of it, it's we're not here to expand possibility. We really are here to measure relief very carefully, because we're a very small strip of sand.
Yep. Height variance. That's state law. I mean, that happened back when Clayton Dean was the mayor, and it's 35 feet. I mean, I don't know how to get around that. I don't know how it's measured. Maybe there's some things, you know, nuances about height, but anyway. So very rarely would you grant variance, in my opinion, unless there are some extenuating circumstances that really, you know, stand out. So.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. It seems like you have a good understanding about what goes on here, and it's really good that we're all very fond of this community, that you're willing to do something to give back.
I helped my wife the other day at the parks thing. Mm-hmm. It was well attended. It was cool.
Can you give me an example of when you would want to recuse yourself from the board? From the panel?
I mean, if I had a real estate license, which I do, but it's not my house, it's whatever it is. I've got to take 36 hours of continuing ed. If I was representing somebody, absolutely. I think you just got to be objective. I think you guys got to call me out and say, you know, he's your neighbor. Can you be objective? And generally, yes. If it's my wife or, you know, sister, brother, or whatever, yeah, you would probably recuse yourself. I mean, it's generally got to be a financial situation, but I can't think of one answer.
The short answer is conflict of interest, or if you're not impartial, if you're biased to prejudice, then the procedure is that if that's an issue, the member can recuse themselves and the board would vote to excuse that member from voting. However, it also turns out that if an issue arises and the board is not, somebody on the board is not comfortable with how the member handled that issue, then a motion can be made to recuse that member and majority vote would control that.
Good to know.
Set the motion.
All right.
I don't have any other questions.
Any other questions, Scott?
No, I don't. No.
Ed?
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you much.
Is there a motion to have a, we need a vote?
Yeah, you're going to make a motion to recommend Tim Owens to council. So you guys don't appoint. Council is the only commission that appoints.
So you're
just recommending, and then they will interview Tim and appoint it in April.
All right. Well, is there a motion that we recommend Tim to serve?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Very good. Let's have a vote. All in favor of recommending Tim join the board as the alternate? Please say aye.
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 Anyone dissenting? None heard? Vote carries. Congratulations. We hope that others will see fit to... Look forward to having you. I think you probably have more experience than all of us combined up here in these proceedings, but look forward to having you join us. I'm sure that they all support us in that. Okay, with that, that concludes the new business and all that we had laid out for tonight in our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have hereby adjourned this evening's meeting. Thank you all.